Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, March 9th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss Hillary Clinton, her email scandals, her other scandals, her chances for the Democratic nomination, and her chance for confinement behind bars. Hillary Clinton's use of a private email account for official government business when she was Secretary of State, quote, appears to run contrary to established internal State Department policies and procedures, according to agency Democrats. So says the Wall Street Journal, weekend edition. Surely, the Journal knows that there is only one reason to set up private email servers in your home's basement to serve emails as the nation's top diplomat. Much of that information highly classified. You do that for one reason, because you want it to be private. You want to decide for yourself what is public record and what is not, classified, top secret, or not. If you don't think that is a crime, just ask David Petraeus, who just was forced to plead guilty to unlawful handling of classified material because he shared classified documents with his lover, who was also an Army officer. But Hillary is not some Republican general who happens to be a potential Republican presidential candidate. She is not some Republican governor in some flyover state or some congressman or senator, other side of the Obama administration. No, she is Hillary Clinton. She is political royalty, presumed to be the next president of the United States. Rules do not apply to her, you see. Rules and laws are for others, not for her. Remember Hillary's, quote, "we were broke when we left the White House" comment. Well, it turns out that the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation now has assets of $276 million, last count. Much of that money, apparently, came to the foundation while she was Secretary of State. I wonder if any foreign governments or agents wanted to make a positive impression on the secretary by making a large contribution to her foundation. Do you think that process could be a reason for the private servers? How about Benghazi and surrounding events all on her private servers? As it turns out now, she had the staff, her staff, go through the Benghazi emails and other documents to filter out damaging ones. Her successor as Secretary of State, John Kerry, recently told reporters that, quote, "the State Department will move immediately to review the emails," end quote. So, Mr. Kerry and State will be in charge of what is known and what is unknown. I guess given the state, no pun intended, of our government right now, the State Department is better than the Department of Justice. Could the Obama administration be throwing Hillary under the bus to shut off debate on his Iran deal, as he has done with Democratic Senator Robert Menendez? It's been clear for many, many years that Menendez was dirty. He was involved with dirty people in the Dominican Republic. The FBI watched and reported all this. So why bring charges against him now? Well, Lee Smith of Tablet Magazine contends that Hillary is being silenced on Iran. It will take some time, Mr. Kerry says. It will take some time, presumably about the same amount of time it will take for the Iran deal to get through unobstructed. Meanwhile, back to the Clinton rules, as Peggy Noonan said in her Wall Street Journal column called "Stuck in Scandalland." The rules apply to others, not to her. She's special, entitled to be exempt from the rules under which, as the Federalist reports, the State Department in 2012 forced the resignation of a U.S. ambassador, quote, "in part for setting up an unsanctioned private email system," end quote. Well, having said all that, I have a question. Hillary set up this unsanctioned private email system when she was appointed Secretary of State, and she ran it for the entire 4 years. During that time, she communicated with the State Department and with the White House, including directly with the president and many others countless times. It should have been clear to all she was using an illegal private service. Why now? Why just her? Well, President Obama has an answer for that, folks. He didn't know about it, he says. He didn't know about it until he read it in the newspaper just the other day. He really said that, actually. He holds us in such low degree, he must think we are complete idiots. I'm sure he does, to concoct a story like that time after time and tell it to us with a straight face. Well, Hillary has problems, folks. She has problems for 2016. Is her mystique broken? Perhaps it was already broken in 2008. Perhaps it was broken by Barack Hussein Obama. Perhaps all the scandals on top of scandals. Perhaps this one will be the one that breaks the camel's back, just decades of scandals. But all of a sudden, her media cover appears blown. Why now? Perhaps the, quote, Democratic base will be happy to have a less qualified, far more destructive, more left-wing candidate than Hillary. I know something, though. Hindsight is 20/20, but I wish she had beaten Obama in 2008. She and Bill have always been criminal, but they use America for their own personal gain. They don't seek to destroy it for their own personal reasons. Will Hillary be prosecuted? Probably not. For reasons we've already talked about, it's enough for the power elite that she be removed. That is her punishment, I guess. She and Bill may just have to come to grips with the fact that the party's over for them. When you live by the scandal, sometimes you die by the scandal. Finally, folks, how could Hillary Clinton go out with some degree of dignity, a dignified Hillary exit? Well, I have a speech for her. Here is her exit speech. In my words, I have decided not to seek the office of President of the United States. My behavior as Secretary of State disqualifies me. However, the President did know about the emails. How could he not know? We communicated countless times. We planned the Benghazi cover-up together. I did receive donations from foreign leaders to the foundation, and I have directed that all money be returned to those people. Greed and lust for power overcome me, folks. They say power corrupts the mind and the morals. I do love my country, however, and I know it deserves better. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. That would be a dignified exit, folks. I won't hold my breath. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.